This is Magic Tyler with 104.7 The Cave, and I am here with AEW superstar Eddie Kingston.
What's up, bud? I don't know about superstar, but I'm here. I'm here.
So now we got AEW Collision and Rampage coming to Springfield, Great Southern Bank Arena, tomorrow night. Will this be your first time performing in Springfield?
In Springfield, yeah, but not in Missouri. Okay. Yeah, I've done it a couple times, St. Louis a couple times, you know. I love coming out here because of the history of pro wrestling out in Missouri. You know, like Bruiser Brody and others like that started out here in this state. So I love coming out here.
Now, you're a big fan of, like, 90s hip-hop.
Yeah.
And you kind of bring that into your, I guess, your character a little
bit. Yeah, well, I'm wearing Tim's right now, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and I have a Nas shirt underneath this shirt, yeah.
Has that always been something that you've enjoyed bringing to your wrestling career?
Yeah, it's also just a part of me. Mm-hmm. Like, I grew up during that time period and, you know, growing up in New York during that, you know, 90s hip-hop era, like, that was your life, hip-hop. You know what I mean? So, of course, I was going to bring it over because people say, you know, what's your character? I don't have a character. I'm just basically Eddie Kingston's me at 17 years old without, you know, up a thousand notches. You know what I mean? So I can beat somebody up and not get locked up. So I'm good with that.
And now, so you've gotten to wrestle a lot of really cool wrestlers. Jon Moxley, Kenny Omega, Claudio. What about working with those guys that you enjoy?
Well, with Claudio, I like beating him up. Mox is just fun to get in there with. You know, you're in there with one of your closest friends, so that's always fun, you know what I mean? And when me and Mox wrestle each other, we're talking crap to each other the whole time when we're in there that a lot of people don't pick up on or they can't hear, you know? And it's like our own little inside thing. Like I said, man, anybody I'm in the ring with, I'm trying to win, I'm trying to beat up. You know what I mean? And also, at the same time, trying to put on a good show for the people who paid tickets.
And mental health has always been a very big part of your life, very important. What has driven you to be so open about it?
I've lost a lot of friends who didn't talk about it. And one friend of mine, Larry Sweeney, his real name, Alex Wybrow, you know what I mean? He didn't talk about what he was going through, and, you know, he took his life, and I just, and I struggle with my own mental health, and, you know, I take Zoloft and everything like that, but, like, I felt like it was time just to talk about it because the old way was we were still losing people. So I said, okay, well, if we're losing people doing it this way, let's try doing it a different way and see what happens, and be more open and talk about it because we all go through it. And the mental game in any business is hard, but especially, you know, in pro wrestling, the mental game is extremely hard. And I believe, you know, people need to talk, man.
I agree. I think you're starting to see a lot more pro wrestlers being a bit more open about
And I think that's a beautiful thing, man, because we're human. You know what I mean? Everybody got their problems. And to be honest with you, not a lot of us can't always handle all of them. So,
So finally, what can you tell everybody about what they can expect from AEW Collision and Rampage?
Oh, real simple, man. Pro wrestling. You're gonna see a bunch of guys getting and women getting gritty and fighting out there. You know what I mean? And at the same time, entertaining you as well.
All right. So we got AEW Collision and Rampage this Saturday, the 24th, showtime.